From me, Father Emil, and a very warm welcome to As the Sun Sets. Yeah, we're in the middle of the week. I don't know, many of you are traveling home right now, some of you sitting at home just waiting for the program to begin. You know, sometimes I get messages from people. I got a message, for example, Father, why don't we put these programs onto CDs and sell them? Because, Father, we find them so helpful and comforting and healing and so on. And my problem is to do that might infringe copyrights with regard to the music. So if I can get around that, we might consider how we might be able to do something. But that's my problem, in case you want to know. But anyway, be that as it may, lovely to have you with me on this Wednesday evening. Thank you for joining me, and let's place ourselves in the presence of the Lord on this, the Feast of St. Lawrence. And we begin by asking the Lord to be with us. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia.
Late have I loved you, far have I strayed, long have I wandered and turned.
Our restless.
are thirsty to know your peace. Though we wander far, you call us home. Our hearts are restless, our hearts are restless, till they rest in you.
Lawrence entered heaven as a martyr. He bore witness to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 114. I love the Lord, for he has heard the cry of my appeal, for he turned his ear to me in the day when I called him. They surrounded me, the snares of death, with the anguish of the tomb. They caught me, sorrow and distress. I called on the Lord's name, O Lord my God, deliver me. How gracious is the Lord, and just! Our God has compassion. The Lord protects the simple hearts. I was helpless, so he saved me. Turn back, my soul, to your rest, for the Lord has been good. He has kept my soul from death, and my eyes from tears, and my feet from stumbling. I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lawrence entered heaven as a martyr. He bore witness to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed Lawrence cried out, saying, I will rejoice openly, since I have been found worthy to be a consumed sacrifice for Christ. Psalm 115. I trusted, even when I said, I am sorely afflicted. And when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. O precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. In the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed Lawrence cried out, saying, I will rejoice openly, since I have been found worthy to be a consumed sacrifice for Christ. I give thanks to you, O Lord Jesus Christ, because you have found me worthy to enter your gates. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and by your blood You ransomed men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. And you have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth, and wisdom and might, and honor and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I give thanks to you, O Lord Jesus Christ, because you have found me worthy to enter your gates. The Gospel reading this evening is taken from the Gospel of the Feast of St. Lawrence. It's the Gospel according to John chapter 12. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you most solemnly, unless a wheat grain falls on the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. Anyone who loves his life loses it. Anyone who hates his life in this world will keep it for the eternal life. If a man serves me, he must follow me. And wherever I am, my servant will be there too. If anyone serves me, my Father will honor him. Well, when we look at the history of the church, in the first 300 years of the church's history, we have the church really spilt with the blood of the martyrs. And one of these martyrs was St. Lawrence. In the early church, the first centuries of the church, we have all these martyrs, at Lawrence being one of them. And he was a deacon, and he was prepared to give his life for Christ. Now, it's so easy for us nowadays to look back and say, well, those are the martyrs of the early church. And yet, when we think of it, Christ gave his life for us. And there were many people who were so in love with Christ, so at one with him, that they were not prepared to compromise. And Lawrence was one of those who was not prepared to compromise. He was prepared to give his life for Christ. And right down now through the history of the church, from those early martyrs in the history of our faith, thousands and thousands gave their lives to Christ. They knew that by becoming Christians, they would most probably be giving up their lives. They would be martyred. And nowadays, we say to ourselves, are there still martyrs in the church today? Yes, of course there are martyrs in the church. We have our very own in South Africa, Blessed Benedict Daswa, who was prepared to give his life and not compromise on his faith. We had Archbishop Blessed Oscar Romero, who was prepared to speak out boldly against the situation at the time in El Salvador. He was prepared to be martyred. There were people like Maximilian Kolbe. There were many people in the last 100 years of the church's history who've been prepared to give their lives for Christ, no matter what the cost. And so we thank God for all these martyrs in the church today. But John, St. John in the Gospel today, speaks about the grain of wheat. And I think when we think of martyrdom, we think of the grain of wheat, because we say, here was a man like Lawrence, most effective. He was a deacon, working very well, loved by his people, doing great work. But when push came to shove and he was prepared to give his life, it was like a seed that is planted in the ground. And when you plant the seed in the ground, the seed gets lost, it gets overwhelmed by the soil around it. But gradually, it begins in the summertime, in the springtime, begins to throw up a shoot, begins to come to life. Of course, the Gospel of John today is also a little bit of a reminder of Christ, who was that seed that was planted and which rose to life in the resurrection. So there are lots of ways in which we can talk about the seed, the grain of wheat falling on the ground and dies. And unless it is planted in the earth, it remains a single grain. And so we can have all the seeds in our drawers, in our pantries, and so on. But if the seed is going to bear life and life in abundance, we've got to plant it in the ground. And then when we do that and it dies, it becomes and it yields a very rich harvest. But there's so many people who like just to be a seed on the shelf in your kitchen or in your pantry, wherever it is. But anyone who loves his life, wants to remain a seed, will lose it. You're just going to become a worthless seed that's going to be on the shelf. But anyone who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. In other words, we take that seed, we take our lives, and we are prepared to plant ourselves in the soil of the world in which we live. And when we do that, we are going to bear fruit. And so, let's never be afraid to be encouraged by the lives of people like St. Lawrence, like Blessed Benedict Dasua. Let's never forget them, because they tell us something about what it means to be a Christian. There is a cost to discipleship. And my goodness, I sometimes say to myself as a priest, am I prepared to give my life? Am I prepared to be a seed that's going to be planted in the ground, that's going to bear fruit? And sometimes I say to myself, I wonder whether I'll have the courage to do that. Well, the martyrs in the church show us that they have had the courage to do that, to die for the sake of their faith. But I think the first step is for us to be one with Christ. Forget about martyrdom for the time being. The martyr is somebody who is prepared to give his life for Christ. But the martyr is somebody who has come to know Jesus, who has come to know this incredible person who was prepared to give his life. If a man serves me, says John, he must follow me. And wherever I am, my servant will be there too. Anyone who serves me, my Father will honor him. So we need to come to know Christ. That's the first lesson we have to learn. So let's not pray for martyrdom. Let's rather pray that we come to know Christ deeply, that we come to be at one with Christ in our lives. And it's only when we are one with Christ, when we come to appreciate just what Jesus means to me and means to the world in which we live, that he was prepared to give his life. And he said, I haven't come to be served, but I've come to serve. So are we prepared to come to know Jesus, to follow his example in his life? That we need to answer, and that we need to involve ourselves with. And people like St. Lawrence was somebody who was prepared to follow Christ and serve. The whole function of a deacon is to serve, and to serve the people of God. He was prepared to do that, even to his death. All right, so let's be encouraged by the example of St. Lawrence, who was prepared to come to know Christ deeply in his life and to serve as Christ served. And eventually, when the moment came, he was prepared to say, Lord, you've gone down this road. I'm not prepared to compromise. I'm not prepared to give up my faith. Give me the grace, give me the strength to die for you, if I have to die for you. And you know, that's my prayer. I don't want to die, but if I'm going to be one with Christ, I must be prepared to give my life for him. Well, please God, I'm going to live a long life and come to a happy, peaceful death. But there are many people who have been martyred who also had that same wish. So my prayer for us all this evening is, let's come to know Christ really deeply, because it's only then that we are going to be able to give our lives for the one whom we have come to know. Think of Jesus and Lazarus and Mary and Martha, how they love Jesus. They came to know him very, very deeply. And I pray that you too will come to know Jesus very deeply. And that you will follow his example in loving and showing compassion, above all in showing service, as Lawrence did. And please God, if it ever came to that, that you would be prepared to say, Lord, you have given your life for me. Give me the grace of giving my life for you. You have tested us, God, and you have brought us out into freedom again. You have tested us, O God, and you have brought us out into freedom again. You have refined us like silver. You have tested us, God, and you have brought us out into freedom again. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You have tested us, God, and you have brought us out into freedom again. Now, Blessed Lawrence said, this night of mine is not dark. Rather, everything shines with light. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed Lawrence said, this night of mine is not dark, rather everything shines with light. Now let us give thanks to the King of Martyrs, for this is the hour when he offered himself in the Last Supper and laid down his life on the cross. We praise you, Christ the Lord. Now we praise you, Christ our Saviour, example and strength of the martyrs, because you have loved us to the end. We praise you, Christ the Lord. Because you have promised repentant sinners the reward of eternal life, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Because you have called your church to offer the blood of the new and eternal covenant, the blood shed for the remission of sins, we praise you, Christ the Lord. And because you have brought us to this day with the gift of faith intact, we praise you, Christ the Lord. And because of the many brothers and sisters who today have come to share in your saving death, we praise you, Christ the Lord. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, you inspired Saint Lawrence with so ardent a love that his life was renowned for the service of your people, and his death for the splendor of his martyrdom. Help us to love what he loved, and to live as he showed us. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit as God, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. Stabat Mater by Carl Jenkins brings us to the end of our evening program, As the Sun Sets. Well, may you come to know Jesus deeply, and if that moment ever came, I pray that you will have the grace and the courage to give your life for Christ without compromise. From me, Father Emil, goodbye and God bless.